baby, I'm at the point in my life where I'm tired of playing games. I don't wanna settle down, I don't wanna buy a house, and I don't wanna change my last name. I don't wanna have your kids, I don't want the life to live. Never gave what it was supposed to give. I've been your superwoman for so long.
What's up, y'all? It's Ra Ali.
You gotta be me.
Hey, bro. It's Lewis here. Quan quit up on that pump. Did I say that wrong? No, sorry.
I like it though. Keep it going, Ra.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Cash, your sexologist bestie. Are you ready to pop that pussy?
Have no fear, Mr. Organic is here. JDR, you know what it is. Okay, Mr. Organic.
Damn.
You see the mouth? You see the mouth? Oh,
yeah. Gotta have it right. I appreciate
you gotta
it.
You gonna do you guys
that was funny as hell.
We gonna keep that.
That was funny as hell.
This is for my summer.
Welcome to On the Contrary.
We're back.
Welcome, y'all.
And we're ready to attack. Okay, guys, make sure that you guys check us out wherever you listen to podcasts. We're talking please. Apple, Spotify, Google. We on everything. And you can watch us exclusively at www.itsonsitetv.com.
Keep them views up, y'all.
Oh, what you got for us, Rob? What you got?
So we're going to start off with quick fire questions today.
What is it?
This is a really juicy topic that I like.
Oh, shit.
How important is forgiveness in a relationship, and how many strikes before you're out? Oh. This is so good.
That's very important.
I want to start with this one.
And this
y'all.
Is quick.
Okay.
You
gotta jump in. Lou?
Well, I was. This is a difficult one, right? Because it's not the forgiveness piece that's difficult. It's what you're forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it that's worth forgiving? Can you forgive someone for infidelity? Can you forgive someone for a bad investment? Like, you taking money from our account without saying nothing. Like, where's the forgiveness coming from? So it would depend. It'd be dependent on what you're forgiving. So it can be tough because I'm not with none of that. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, you stepped out on me. I'm not with none of that because I'm not stepping out on you. A bad investment is a whole nother thing. Like, if you want to mess the bread up, that may be not worth forgiving too, because the amount of time you spend earning that shit and saving it, you can lose it in a snap of a finger in the get back. I don't have 15 years to invest to try to get the shit back, and you just blew it on some dumb shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's all dependent on what you're forgiving, but yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then how
important.
Many strikes before you out?
Well, with them two, one and
one,
done.
One and done.
One
but
done.
Other stuff?
Depending on what it is, like you didn't clean up and I asked you to, or you didn't pick up my clothes in the dry
cleaner. What? Who is
yeah.
he?
No.
Who is this, bro?
Come on, man, let's go.
The basics.
This is not the Louis Dunkel, okay, I know.
If I asked you to do something for me and you said, yeah, you would do it, let me just clear
okay,
it up.
That's
if I asked
better.
You to do
okay.
something for
yeah.
me and you said you would do it and you did not do it, I can forgive you for that.
Right.
I didn't mean to say, oh, pick
I
up
told
my
your ass
you know
to wash these drawers.
My wife be right. telling me what the fuck to do. She be like, make sure you pick up my
good
uniform
save.
From the cleaner. I'm like, I got you, baby. You need anything? You need some juice?
Good
you
save.
Need your shoes
good
to
save.
Clean?
Good save.
You
Lewis.
Need me to fix the hill?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn right.
Put some gas in the car. I got you, baby. You
I'm happy
sleep.
He did that, bro, because I was like, he better save it.
Yeah,
he
I gotta fix it a little bit. Because I can't be like Mr. JDR all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
every
yeah.
now and again,
it's different, though. Like, anything with cheating and all that from a woman's side of that, come on, we ain't accepting that at all. Zero, you know? I haven't give you half a chance. I haven't
so
think
happy
something.
You said that.
Baby, you got to go. You
so
know what
happy
I mean?
You said that.
You have to go. It ain't so no coming back.
That's what we
back.
Call a layup.
Yeah,
that's
easy.
That's going to come back later, y'all.
Yeah, come on, slam dunk it if you can, preferably. But yeah, and then like,
but
when
the
it comes.
But the woman should forgive you, right? I just want to put it on
that's
the record.
That's why I said it's going to come back later.
You need help.
I, yeah, she,
but
she's special.
The bitch can't need no,
no
help.
No, because she already special. She in high, you know what I mean? She ain't like me. I'm mm-hmm. up, motherfucker. Help
uh-huh,
me, baby.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Lead me the right way. I'll
right,
let
need
it straight.
To talk to the lady.
Whether
come on now. You know what I mean? You know what you got. A fucked up motherfucker. Help mold me. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So I'm going to need that help. But I've been doing good. But on top of that, when it comes to like small things, right? Because I've been in that position when you tell them, oh, you're going to organize that for me while I'm going out of town, give you a whole 2 weeks to do this, and I come back and nothing done, and you in a big mansion and chilling, eating all the Frosted Flakes and eating, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Eating the cereal
oysters
tiger?
And all that.
My daughter calls Frosted Flakes cereal tiger. Shout out to Frosted Flakes. Kellogg's.
Yeah, yeah. So
you're great.
Yeah. You give a couple. You give a couple on that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You give a couple on that. But yeah, we don't. No disrespect. We don't dwell on disrespect. You know.
Notice y'all examples were very similar.
Yeah, cheating conversation.
Right.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Cash. Yeah. Very, very observant. Yeah, well, good. For me, I have always been an advocate for not having a very forgiving heart in general when you do something that is intentional, right? Mm. Because I do believe that it's important as a woman to have compassion and forgiveness, but sometimes that's taken advantage of. And sometimes it's just, it's unfortunate, but people see that as a weakness a bit. So you have to know when to forgive and when someone is just trying to take advantage. And you have to use that, determine that based on who your partner is. So if I was to just use my personal situation right now, I would say that I know that anything that my husband is doing or done that is not to my liking or my standard or I'm upset about, I know it's not intentional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because he is not going to just blatantly just be like, yeah, I ain't feel like it. Like, that's not his character. Right. So you have to know who you with.
Mm-hmm.
However, I have absolutely experienced situations with people who are just subpar humans. And they drop the ball. They say, like, they're going to schedule something or they're going to make an appointment for something and they don't do it. And that just speaks to their character. And you just have to have those standards by yourself. So me, I feel like, if we're speaking directly about ourselves, I would say I would be forgiven because I would know it's not intentional. I would know that it's not something that's being done on purpose. Mm-hmm. But overall, as a whole, dealing with these regular niggas out here, these is like, nigga, bye.
Yeah.
And I told y'all, I ain't really big on saying bye. Right. I'm more of the Houdini princess. Like,
just disappear.
I just don't want to even talk. Because when you start speaking, you give people the opportunity to counter.
True.
And to try to sauce you. Yep. Or to try to bring you back in with something you want. Oh, I sent the wire. You know what I'm saying? Oh, can you come? You know what I'm saying? Oh, I got the bag. Come. Like, no, if you're really serious and you mean what you're saying, you mean business, and there's nothing that you really feel offended or disrespected or you're not happy with something, just stop the conversation altogether and cut off communication.
I got you.
For me, with this one, I think it's, first of all, I'm happy y'all gave the examples y'all gave because I do think there's an expectation of women being more forgiving than men. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Like, tolerating so much more shit, but you do something to a guy and it's the end of the world. Mm-hmm. He can't let it go. He can't unsee it. He can't unfeel it. He can't anything.
Oh, you kissed your work husband.
It's over.
It's it. That's it. Stay That's
it. Live
it.
At work.
That's it. But then they come like JDR.
Baby, I need to fix it.
I do. Help me, please.
Help me get better.
He said for her to live at work if she kissed her
it's always.
Work
stay there. Better live under that cubicle. You know what I'm saying? Eat Lunchables for the rest of your life. Get out of here.
Well, a kiss, though. Because Cash is talking, I don't want to interrupt before a kiss.
Yeah, it's over. That's definitely over. You out here smooching and all that? Oh, baby, you
know what's so
go.
Funny? Smooching. Because I know a lot of guys see a kiss is more intimate sometimes than a lot of other shit. Because, yeah.
I never kissed them. What?
Yeah.
So would you prefer her to be fucked at the cubicle?
Either one is off with your head. Ain't no coming back from nothing. You hug a too much. Like, goddamn, your hand, what was his hands? On that waist tart or on the ass? Where are you hugging you?
But you could
knuckles.
Put your penis inside the vagina of another woman.
That's what
and
it's meant
say
to
that
do.
You need help.
I must repopulate the world. That's what we programmed to do. It's not the best thing.
The
we got to turn
vasectomy
off.
The talk about how you got to
repopulate
the
but I'm saying
no,
that's
you
your,
just fucking
that's
organic.
The, that's your cyborg. I know. But your DNA was programmed to recreate humans. You know what I'm saying?
So
I can
even though physically you removed that ability.
Yeah,
so
but my, it's
you
still
what
there.
What about the woman?
You feel the need to
yeah,
do
the chromosomes still say do it.
What about the woman that's here to deliver the baby?
Yeah, she could do it one time in the whole year. I could do it one time every 10 minutes. It's different. You know what I mean? I get 100 women there, I get them all pregnant today.
I mean,
you get pregnant one time,
would.
You done. So you didn't even compute the same. You see what I'm saying?
Because he knows. Okay, he's not talking about me. Reserve.
Yeah, but still, I'm just saying for that's
me. But he gonna use that as the reason. Baby, I know I can't actually get her pregnant, but psychologically, I believe I am. So I had to see.
Yeah, it takes time to weed that out your system. You know what I mean? And I've been doing
well. He will always prove the point that somebody's about to make. One thing you gonna do is prove that point for us. I appreciate you for doing that because that's what I think they expect. But for me, when it comes to forgiveness, I agree with you, Ra, about the intention part, because I do think that sometimes people might do something and don't realize that they're doing something that's affecting you. But I also feel like when you see people do shit, you got to say something, because sometimes people don't even know that, oh, I didn't even know it was a problem. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're just expecting, I hate that, you should have known.
Yeah. And there's a difference between somebody that's doing something that's a genuine mistake versus they're being inconsiderate about you.
Very
if we're
important.
Talking about infidelity, or you're talking about, like Lewis said, making the choice to invest money or do something like that with the account that you
making
got.
Making financial decisions on your own is like, just like
wait,
you knew.
That's a good point. Hold on. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's back up a little bit. Hold on. When you say making financial decisions, do you feel, okay, I'm just asking y'all.
Uh-huh.
Do you have to talk about it?
That every financial decision should be discussed?
I don't think so. But I think the big ones.
Yeah, the big
I think
ones
the really
sure.
big ones.
Like
really,
how
really
big? Like, just give a, just
let's but Roz,
give.
Like, if I bought a house, should I tell
No. Okay, if the standard is
but
a
I
house,
think,
then okay. Cool.
I think stuff like that is significant, because I think that I should, if I'm with you, I believe you're financially responsible. You should think I am. And we should be able to trust that neither of us are going to do something that's going to have us f***ed up. And,
right.
And, you know, but if you're making a big, significant purchase that it's like, babe, I'm about to drop several, you know, several digits out of our bank, like the bank account. That's cool, because at the end of the day, those types of choices without considering your partner, I think is just like inconsiderate and selfish.
I have a confession.
What you did?
I think I need to be more considerate.
Oh. Yeah.
Because when I hear you, that's why I love these conversations. That's why I think it's important for people as well. Because when you said that, it kind of like resonated just now, like making financial decisions. And I'm just like, my decisions are good, so it doesn't matter. You'll see it when it's, you know what
when
I'm saying?
It's done.
Like, but maybe that's not the right.
I think it's nothing wrong with it. I think it's the wrong order, because he probably trusts in your decisions, because like you said, good stuff comes of it. Yeah. But just that part of feeling like it was a part of it, of saying like, you know, I've been thinking about this. This is something I want to do, and I think it'll really be this.
Right.
Then they feel factored in.
Yeah. Especially if you already made that decision. Like if it's a decision you guys made, like we ain't doing this. No big spending unless we, you know, come first. You just doing behind their back. It's like, come on,
yeah, see,
I told
I don't do
you.
That.
Yeah,
you know that's, I don't do that. Thank
right.
God.
Yeah.
But I know
value,
exactly what you're talking about. But
my
I don't
partner's
do the whole
perspective.
I'm not spending nothing thing, because I don't really like that way
that
of living.
Thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't do frivolous things
anyway.
Anyway,
right.
I feel, but.
But sometimes just throwing
it's
it off
hard.
Man, bro.
Like big money, not like small.
But you,
right.
feel, you might
tell me,
think
let
you
me
have
know.
A plan right. fully out, right?
I wanna, what's this?
But just
like
think
that.
About it from the
it's
other side of it,
right.
though, Rob.
Right? It's
to
hard.
Consider them.
No, not to consider. No, yes, and no, yes, cash, yes, no, yes, yes. No, cash,
but which
yes.
one is
I
it?
Hear it. I hear
yes
it.
No.
It's a conflict.
Right.
It's,
yes,
yeah.
And sometimes
it's cause you're
hard
used to
for
it.
Me to remember to go and, okay, I'm an alpha female.
Woman. You boss lady,
we all
bro.
Know
that's
this.
Right, right.
But
that's
my husband is an alpha male as well.
As
right.
well.
He's just a calm, quiet one, and I'm a vocal, expressive
so,
one. So what happens.
I got you, Rob.
You feel what I'm saying?
I got you.
So what happens is that, like, I don't, and I respect him a lot and love him, and I know he's the boss and everything, but I have a problem with going to ask permission for
anything.
Doing things.
Yeah.
And I
can
think
I
it's
give
a result
a
of my
perspective.
Not permission, it's conversation.
No, hold on. It's not just childhood,
okay.
But when you're a person who has done a lot or established a lot for yourself without having to have those checks and balances, then it's hard to shake the habit.
Yeah.
But I think the perspective, I think you're looking at it as asking permission, but consider this, because you know he's an alpha and he's probably got some great ideas. I always bring it just because I want to see if there's something I haven't thought about. Right.
True.
So I might have a plan and it might be solid, and he might be like, he might ask one question and maybe be like, oh, you know what? I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to look into that. So like you was talking about using a name for a restaurant or something like that.
Yes.
I probably didn't think to check this, or somebody didn't think to check it. And he'd be like, oh, did someone do this? And you'd be like, you know what, baby? I'm happy you said that.
Yes,
let me make
it's
so
very true.
I think about it from that end, that if I think my partner's strong, they might help me secure and it might make whatever I'm doing better.
It's so true.
So yeah,
you know, one, really two minds work better than one.
Absolutely, you know, any day. And
that's your partner. You got to trust him.
Yeah, you, it's a discussion.
Exactly.
Conversation. Yeah.
You're communicating.
Yeah. Extremely important. And you letting
them. It's the unexpected
true.
Is the worst.
I'm sorry, baby.
It's all good. See, growth.
We're sorry.
Oh,
so
we
important.
Love that. I love
it's
that
very
photo.
Important. Very important.
Go by. Do better.
Yes, yeah, yes. That's a beautiful thing.
We're going to hold it,
it
to
is.
That. So holla at you,
it
boys.
Is. Yeah.
Holla
yeah.
at Lewis.
And now you know who to ask your Christmas list. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Nah.
Yeah, no,
but,
really
but
true.
I think
that's...
for forgiveness, guys, I'm a very forgiving individual. If I think, like you said, intention is so big. Mm-hmm. But Lewis, you made a point about something that I had to like bring back to the surface because it triggered a thought in my head. Mm-hmm. And you, I think, I can't remember who said it on a previous conversation about black women and submissiveness. It came up.
Yeah.
Right? But what you said and what you said, I'm going to marry it. For me, which when a person says to me or a man says to me he's going to follow through and do something, I can submit to a man if I believe that if I put it in your hands, I ain't got to think about it.
Right.
So not doing something that you said you was going to do is going to eat at that, and I'm going to feel like I can't trust you with it. I got to come behind you. I got to whatever, whatever. But that simple communication of saying, baby, I know I said I was going to do this. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it done. You give me the permission to make some other happen mm-hmm. or to potentially fill in the blank, and I'm like, okay, this is somebody I can with. I can't forgive you if you knew that might be up and you didn't take the time to tell me that might get up, and now mm-hmm. I'm finding out once I'm affected. Mm-hmm. If that makes
it's
sense. So that's a little bit harder for me to get past or whatever. I had one situation. I still haven't forgiven this from my ex fiance. I'm not even gonna hold you, and we're not together.
What's
no
the
more.
Sign?
A Virgo.
Okay.
And but so damn I was Virgos. Expecting the attention to detail that typically comes with a Virgo. But I would never forget having a freezer full of f***ing expensive meats. Like I had just went to the Restaurant Depot. We talking about lamb shanks and motherfucking chops and good sirloin. We talking hundreds of dollars mm-hmm. of meat that I was about to throw on a grill. We was about to have a good time. And I was like, oh, babe, I just ordered some food. Please clear the refrigerator out if you can while I'm going into this meeting. Right? Because I was about to go into a meeting and the food delivery was about to come. And, you know, you got to put the cold away. And I knew there was stuff that needed to throw out. So I asked him, can you please throw away whatever might need to go out the refrigerator?
Well, he didn't know. He threw out the good meat.
And he was so proactive that day, Rob, because I'm in the next room on my Zoom meeting.
Damn,
right?
Hold on,
he
threw away, emotional about
he
this
threw away
meat,
the
now.
Good motherfucking steaks. The good, I was.
Y'all, it was. He threw it out from rawness into the trash
from the freezer. It was frozen, so it wasn't going bad.
You couldn't take it back out.
Yeah, we're gonna
so
wipe
he,
that
this
off.
This is why I say he was being extra proactive. This day, he was like, "I'm gonna do this. Baby, I'm gonna clean this freezer out, and I'm gonna take it
to the dumpster."
Oh, he went to the dumpster with it, fed the
so
bears.
So I came out. Y'all should have saw the pride on his face. He was like, and look at your freezer. Like, I cleaned that too. And I opened it, and I was like, He was like, some of those had dates that was, baby, that's the sell-by date.
Right.
It was frozen.
Damn. R.I.P. to the meat.
And I tried to find the gentlest way of telling him, you up in a massive way.
And you
way.
Also don't want to make him feel terrible because he's doing
especially
something that's helpful.
And especially because he earned money, but financially I was the
right.
bigger breadwinner. Right. So I was always trying to be so conscious not to make him feel like I was throwing my money. Like, you can't buy that. You can't replace that.
Right.
You just threw out.
And
even if he could,
it's still
it's
a waste
still
of
just
money.
A not, yes. Yeah, yeah. Like I
nobody
just,
wants to rebuy the same thing that they
no.
already had. Right.
Premium lamb.
Right.
Couldn't get over that shit.
Right.
I was
I
like,
see.
So what fucked me up is I opened the refrigerator. You know what he didn't throw away? The fucking old crab legs that I didn't finish the day earlier. He was like, I'm like, why you didn't throw the crab out? He was like, that's king crab. That's expensive. I said, so I didn't
he
say
knows
that.
What you like.
I was like, can I just show you this article about things that don't go bad in the freezer?
Yeah, you
but
learn.
I remember
you learn
going on the phone.
Day.
I called my friend. I said, he threw away all my mother. Me. I don't think I'm still traumatized.
I think you still are.
Yo, yeah, I'm so like traumatized by that shit. I would say, I don't know if I have a specific number of strikes. I don't think it's a certain number of strikes before they out, but I will say repeat offenses. If it's the same strike. So you can make different mistakes and we can talk about it and we'll talk it through as long as it ain't nothing too crazy.
So, hey, new boo, the one we spoke about last week, listen, make sure if she asks you to throw some shit away, look at the motherfucking date,
sell
my guy.
Date.
Yeah. Please look
first,
at the date.
He's so much smarter than that.
Too many times the show is not compatible, so like we just got to get on.
He's a smart man.
What about this?
What I will say about this one is he's very good at avoiding conflict. Like, he'd be like, I don't want no problems. Like, he's just, don't want no problems. But he also has a very suggestive dominance, and that's one thing I love. You talked about how your husband's an alpha. We're both that same thing, but he knows when I need to be in my mode, and he knows when he'd be like, baby, come on over to the cuddle corner real quick. Rob made a good point about how, you know, they both have that personality. I like a man who does know what's best for me, but also knows how to make sure I can see what's best for me. Because I'm hard to listen to it. And when I'm angry, I was going off on somebody the other day, and he let me get my shit off, and then he was like, I'm never going to punish you in public.
You know what's funny?
Never going to chastise you in public. But when we came back, he was like, baby, you was wilding out. I want you to come into this cuddle corner, come in, lay on daddy's chest. And I was like, I'm fine. I yelled at her like that. He was like, you made her. He was like, and you need to get your shit together and do your job. And you did it. And I was like, so I don't realize it. So you definitely need that balance. But all right, guys. All right. Outside of the bedroom, this is topic of the week.
Because
y'all know we be getting lost. But it was good shit.
That was a good conversation.
Good shit. Good outside of the bedroom, right? How do you make your partner feel loved? How you make them feel supported? How you make them feel satisfied, right? Okay, so I want to understand from y'all that first question.
Yeah.
How do you make your partner feel? Organic, you need some time to think on this one?
No, I got it. I'm on it. You know what I mean? I already know.
Give it to us.
Basically, just be gargoyle pro.
Style.
Yeah, you got to gargoyle status. You got to be proactive, you know, and pay attention to what they do and don't like. And once you see that, you know, if they like flowers, just random flowers or something like that, or got a certain, you know, drink or Dunkin' Donuts or something, you know, they like to send it to them. You know, that spontaneous little things go a long way, what I notice. You know, those random texts, oh, I miss you, I love you, oh, I saw you on your story, they're looking beautiful, bam, just giving those small little things, but you know that'll spark their day up. I just figured, over time, that just keeps it, you know, hot, you know, and be active, though. Don't do the same little things, you know. Do little things that really, you know, you paying attention
this
throughout the day.
This nigga might actually make a decent husband.
I'm trying to
he
tell
is,
you.
He is.
Because I study. Cause I always go off the cerebral
to the
first.
The right person.
Yeah.
He's gonna be solid.
It's gonna take some time. And it's taking his time.
We know. It's
I just gotta implement all the thoughts and the knowledge I have with it.
She got the right foundation.
And she's gonna appreciate it because she's gonna know that this is not something that every other female got.
Exactly.
That's another thing. Women don't like to have what they feel like everybody else experienced.
Yeah.
Like you. I have two questions that are not in our topics today, so we gotta answer them really quick.
Do it.
One thing is this. Do you guys believe that men typically treat women better that are not as good to them as a woman that does everything right? And when I say that, I don't mean physically abusing a man, cursing him out, treating him like shit. But a female that kind of just is just kind of like, she'll do it, but you're not really sure if you got her 100%.
Yeah. Right.
But like, let's just say this, right?
Okay.
She has... she has everything going for herself, right? Cool. She treats you nice, but you're not 100% sure if she's totally into you or if maybe her attention is some other place, so maybe she's just busy. Or the woman that's literally still physically attractive, but at your beck and call. You text her, she's replying before you even all the way hit send.
Yeah.
You see her, she's on you. She's like almost like
she's
a 30
showing years.
For me, I can't chase no woman like that. You know, like
not chase her.
No, I'm saying though, even if she like got everything I like, and then she playing halfway in, no, I can't do that.
You need
ever.
Her on
you. Need
on you.
I need on me.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you got to make sure. Yeah, you got. I want you
honestly,
all over
Rado,
me. For sure.
Do you
especially
feel like
if you
which
got
one
every
do you think
attribute,
you treat better?
The one that's
all
over
in?
Me. Yeah, because I'm gonna be. I want to be all in. Prove to me that you all in. I'm gonna be all in too.
Okay.
Especially you got every attribute I want. Oh, let's go all the way then.
From
that's
the door,
make,
but from
the
beginning.
Rip. Let's go from the beginning. You know, what are we playing for?
You know what I think?
I'm not trying to play no games.
Okay. Where a man is in his life,
I was
though.
About to say that. So
that
let
too.
Me answer that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I think it would be dependent on what you want.
And the woman.
See, there's men that don't like women that hold them accountable for the dumb shit that we do. So.
We'll say that again for the drop.
Say what again? Say what I just said.
Men
some men don't like when women hold them accountable. Because if you hold them accountable, they can't do the fuck shit and let you get away with it. Right. So and then there's that woman that doesn't chase you around where you got to put in the work because she knows she can do what she needs to do for herself without you. For me, that's what I got in the person I'm with now. I felt like some shit was just a little too easy for me. If I wanted this, if I wanted to do that, if I did that and got away with it, it was what it was. With this woman that I'm with right now, I already knew, babe. I still know that is one and done. Don't fuck up. Make sure you're doing what you need to do. Make sure We can be a strong team, build a strong foundation, and see what happens from there. So it depends on the man, like you said. It
will be dependent on what the man.
He won 100%. So like, but
he won 100% now. Yeah. I say 10 years ago, he could have met that same woman, and he wasn't in a space to receive her because he has fucked with
shit. Yeah, she wouldn't have been my woman.
She would have been it. Yeah, she might have got treated well, but he didn't want to settle down. Now he's like, I'm trying to actually be serious.
That's more than I am in life. Yeah, back then when all them girls chased me, it's just like, you supposed to. Like, what?
See, I have a different take on it. I feel like, men treat women better that don't treat them that good. Mm. And I don't mean mistreat them.
Right.
I mean, if you're too, like, I don't want to say, like, men not to be abused or that they should be abused, because that's not the correct term. But it's more so, like, nice girls really do finish last. Like, I've seen it so many times. Good women that are fully all in.
I've been that woman.
You know what I'm saying?
I have been that
woman. That's guys too, though.
Even a good man won't be that interested. And I don't even know if I should go there for this.
I don't think it's
many years ago, my husband had the option to go with the attractive woman that had a job, that went to church on Sunday, that was in love with him. Mm. Or the young bitch that was like, gimme, with the fat ass and 100 niggas chasing her. And baby, let me tell you something. He ain't choose the nice girl.
Mm-hmm. It all depends on the guy, too.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying. He's always been a solid nigga. Yeah.
Y'all
I'm
know they want
you,
a church girl with a little bit of.
They don't really want you when you're like that. It's like, yeah, they want a pet, a puppet to sit over here and do what they say, because it's convenient. But the one that's going to have a nigga's mind and his heart is the one that that 100% shit is what he wants, because it works for him. It
for me. I'm a different person. So
it
mind
works
that,
for him because it works. But really in his heart and mind, the bitch that really, really would have him is the bitch that's like,
never.
I'm telling you.
It'll get on my nerves.
So. What? Chase her, because I'm not talking about.
I can't play with
you
me.
You got to overly
I can't do it.
You're going to be so obsessed with conquering her.
Because I keep it real. I had two like that at the same time. Like,
and he be right. He seems like the type that actually ready to get
one
rid of
them. They both bosses. Yeah. They both got everything I want. Look, pretty, got money, got all the smarts. But one was like halfway in, halfway out. I got to where you at and not hitting me back a little bit.
Yeah.
The other one on point. She got the fuck out of here. I just went through it. Like, two top level. I could put them right here. Like, I don't know. I'm calling my boys. Like, I don't know which one, bro. They both got that. But she was playing. She's out of there. Exiled. Banished. This one is here.
Exiled.
They sending bitches to the death of the banished lands.
You know what I mean? But she was more on it. Like,
so honestly, no, but what I'll say is this, right? Because, Ryan, the girl you talked about, like I said, I was that girl. I'm always going to be real, because I think growth is about acknowledging, bitch, you kind of was doing this, right? And that's why I say Build-A-Bear all the time. Yeah. But the bottom line is, I definitely always have been an all-in person, right? And so for me, I think what would happen is I was all in for the wrong people, or people who were not ready to be all in with me.
Right.
So now you get a different perspective. You could go all in. You know what I'm saying? You could do all of that.
That'd be the right
person. But you got to see that they got to be reciprocating that action. Yeah. That's
true.
What
and
I think.
And I did that
to
many women. So, but now I'm in a different stage of my life. So I get both sides.
Right.
But I know it works for me.
Right.
And it don't work. Like he said, he liked the other side. I get it. I get both sides.
But can't do it. To kind of answer our question was how you make your partner feel loved, supported, and satisfied. I got a really simple approach to this. It's from two ways. One, I have the primary ways that I like to show love, and I also pay attention to the ways they like to receive love. So, because sometimes people also don't know what they need until they get it. I'm the kind of person who not only sees what you like and sees what you want, but I kind of am paying attention to the areas that you don't even realize that you're missing something. And then I go fill that blank in. To the point where when I'm not there, my absence will be felt, right?
Yes.
Damn, I didn't even realize like that she did this. I didn't even realize that happened. I went for, you know, so I'm that intentional when I decided that it's you.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we got for today, y'all. This was fun. I love y'all so much.
Yes.
Yes, legendary time. Good conversation. We got growth from Ross, so that's a beautiful day.
Growth.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, and we'll see y'all next time
on the contrary.